friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Miracle baby born at 2:22 on 2:22:22, but there's way more to the story of why she's a miracle. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Alyssa Forsberg. Judah Grace Spear was born at 2:22 a.m. on Tuesday, 2:22:22, meaning she's a miracle. But as impressive as those twos may be, there are a lot of other signs pointing to God's work in this little one's life. As Aberly and Hank Spear, a couple from Burlington, North Carolina, welcomed their first child, it seemed like the number two was coming at them from everywhere. For starters, it was a Tuesday in February, February 22nd to be exact, or 2:22:22. Additionally, their baby girl, Judah Grace Spear, arrived at 2:22 a.m. in hospital room number two. She arrived weighing 7 pounds and 10 ounces, and when calculated out, that totals 122 ounces. But while the numerical parallels are pretty incredible, that's not what makes Judah a miracle. And it's the story behind this blessed child that makes 2:22:22 so special for Aberly and Hank Spear. You see, regardless of what day, time, room, or weight Judah arrived, her parents would see her as the most incredible miracle. No angel numbers, repeating number sequences, are necessary. Aberly Spear endured a several years long battle with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And though she came out victorious, doctors warned her and her husband Hank that they'd be unlikely to conceive. Aberly and Hank Spear considered one means of conception, such as in vitro fertilization. However, the huge price tag put it out of their means. And so, the couple decided to turn their fertility issues over to the Lord. "We prayed that we would have kids," Aberly explained. At last, Aberly and Hank discovered they were pregnant with a baby they never thought they would have. Doctors put Aberly's due date at 2:22:22, but the couple figured their baby girl would come on a different day. So rarely do babies actually arrive on their predicted due date. The chances grew even slimmer when doctors discovered baby Judah was breached. They induced Aberly at 11:50 p.m. on 2:20, but then the first-time mom ended up in labor for 26 hours. When the couple first arrived at the hospital, staff put them in delivery room number 3. However, the monitors in the room weren't working properly, so the staff moved the couple to room number 2. When the clock struck midnight on 2:22:22, Hank had a wild thought he shared with his mother-in-law. "You know, it would be kind of crazy if she waited another 2 hours," he said. And that's just what happened. Baby Judah Grace Spear arrived 2 hours later at 2:22 a.m. on 2:22:22 in what Hank called God's timing. "A miracle baby," proud Mama Aberly gushed. "That's why we decided to choose the name Judah, because it means praise, just praising God for giving us our heart's desires." So while all the two certainly make for an interesting story, it's the fulfillment of God's promise that makes it a miracle. It's like looking at the impossible. "What I was told I couldn't have is actually a reality," Aberly explained. "It still feels like a dream." Faith is trusting in things unseen, Hebrews 11:1. And Judah Grace is a product of Aberly's and Hank's faith. They trusted the Lord to give them a child, and he did. That's what gives the 2:22:22 birth meaning. And that's why Aberly feels it's important to share their story, to bring hope to people to keep fighting and keep praying for what they want. "It will be totally worth it because God answers every prayer," she says. Nightbird dies at age 31 and leaves the legacy of strength she found in Jesus. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A singer with cancer known as Nightbird dies, and it leaves fans reeling. But the family of Jane Marczewski is especially devastated by the unimaginable loss. Jane Marczewski is from Zanesville, Ohio. A singer with cancer known as Nightbird stole hearts when she auditioned on season 16 of America's Got Talent. Her original song, It's Okay, earned her the golden buzzer and sent her through to the next round. But it wasn't just Nightbird's beautiful voice and emotional performance that won everyone over. It's Okay helped tell the story of Nightbird's journey with cancer. And her incredible positivity, optimism, and faith in the face of all her struggles struck a chord with the judges and viewers alike. You can't wait until life isn't hard anymore before you decide to be happy, she bravely announced during her first appearance on AGT. There's no doubt that Jane Nightbird Marczewski would have done amazing had she remained in the competition. However, in a heartbreaking health update, Nightbird revealed her condition had taken a turn for the worse. She left America's Got Talent so she could focus on battling the metastatic cancer ravaging her body. The courageous and hope-filled way Nightbird confronted her diagnosis inspired all of us. I have a 2% chance of survival, she said during her initial audition, but 2% is not 0%. So, even with the odds stacked against the singer with cancer, hearing Nightbird had died still came as a shock. Fans were stunned to hear Jane Marczewski's battle with cancer came to an end. Nightbird died at the age of 31 on Sunday, February 19, 2022. Her family confirmed the tragic news in a statement they released. It is with deepest heartache that we confirm that after a four-year battle with cancer, Jane Marczewski, known to many of you as Nightbird, passed away on February 19, 2022. We, her family, are devastated by her passing and unimaginable loss. With so many people cheering and praying for Nightbird's recovery, the news hit hard. But her family pointed back to the source of Nightbird's hope and courage as she faced death. Many remember her from America's Got Talent, where she performed her song It's Okay and inspired millions of people around the globe with her messages of faith and never giving up. Her lasting legacy will be the gift of hope she gave to so many through her music and the strength she found in Jesus, they said. Among those deeply saddened to hear Nightbird had died was the judges from America's Got Talent. They took to social media to express their condolences and honor her memory. Rest in power, Nightbird. We lost a shining star today. You are a true inspiration to all. Sending so much love to all of Nightbird's family and friends. She was something special, wrote Judge Sofia Vergara. Terry Crews, the show's host, said, We are saddened to learn about Nightbird's passing. Our condolences go to her closest family and friends in such of this difficult time. We love you, Nightbird. Howie Mandel took Twitter saying, Nightbird was such a bright, inspirational light in all of our lives. We must continue to live and learn from her words and lyrics. As much as I feel horrible about her passing, I feel lucky to have met, heard, and known her. It's a heartbreaking loss for her, but the faith Nightbird showed before she died should inspire us all. She knew what awaited her after this life, and it carried her through the suffering she faced. What a blessing to know that shortly before finding her healing in heaven, God granted her a platform where she could share her faith with thousands. I cannot say thank you enough for the opportunity to have a moment to share my story, she said when leaving America's Got Talent. I think it's restored my faith in humanity a whole lot to see people come together just over the fact that we all hurt, we all suffer, and we all have the potential to overcome. This is the most beautiful thing to ever happen to me in my life.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hey,
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.